if you're a woman and that's 175 for now, you got to go, this is fabulous. I embrace this. I feel good at, you know, whatever. Now, if you want to get drop the next 25 pounds, okay, now we got to look at refiguring the diet out and adding some sprints in there and doing some little tweaks in there, and we'll get down there. But it requires, number one, identifying an appreciation for what you've done so far to get to where you are. Number two, it requires acknowledging any past insults in your life. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the mind, in the brain, that wants to keep people protected with armor, whether it's sexual abuse, whether it's verbal abuse, some scenario that happened in childhood. There are a lot of people carrying a lot of emotional baggage around with them that, in some cases, if you dealt with it in an appropriate manner, that might free you up to lose a little bit more weight. And I've seen this happen.
So when you're saying armor, do you mean in terms of like emotional armor, or is it the body fat that they keep on top of them? Is it almost like a distraction, or is it the food that distracts them, the over-consuming of food to sort of nullify the effects of the abuse or whatever, trauma?
It could be
any of those
and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I see it fairly frequently where people will do everything right and then hit a plateau and wonder what I need to get to the next level. And sometimes you need to really do the deep work.
You have to get your body to say, all right, this asshole wants to do deadlifts 4 days a week now, or squats, or, he's doing all this heavy stuff. We have to adjust accordingly, because the environment in which we're existing in obviously changed. And now we're going to need a lot more muscle.
Yes. I mean, that's the nature of the human body is to preserve itself, to pass mm-hmm. the genetic material along to the next generation. Part of that preservation is, I don't want to waste precious resources building something that I won't need.
Right.
So in a lot of people, how that manifests itself is, if you don't lift weights, you don't have any muscle. So you have this lack of muscle, this lack of muscle mass. And, you say, well, what's wrong with that? I'm skinny. Well, you could be skinny, but you could be what we call skinny fat. No muscle. You got a little bit of excess fat. You're maybe more prone to getting type 2 diabetes. But almost more importantly, if you don't train, and as you get older, it becomes more and more important to maintain muscle mass.